Trump campaign roasts Joe Biden for campaigning from the comfort of his basement. By Hannah Blow on June 16, 2020. The Trump campaign in a Tuesday memo laid into the former vice president for campaigning from the comfort of his basement, describing it as a tactic to help him avoid errors and embarrassing lost trains of thought, while also conveniently preventing the press corps from asking him any questions in person. It is now established that Joe Biden prefers campaigning from the comfort of his basement in Wilmington, Delaware, instead of traveling the country meeting voters and making the case for his candidacy. Tim Murtaugh, communications director for Trump's 2020 campaign, stated, "This is obviously a tactic to help him avoid errors and embarrassing lost trains of thought, while also conveniently preventing the press corps from asking him any questions in person," he continued. It is true that Biden, the Democrat Party's presumptive nominee, has largely avoided the public sphere, seemingly using the coronavirus pandemic as a means to justify his absence. Murtaugh continued, "Biden apparently does enjoy actual freedom of movement, as evidenced by his brief forays into Houston and Philadelphia, and a planned event in Derby, Pennsylvania, separated from his most recent event by nearly a week. These events have been either tightly controlled or covered by press in only a pool arrangement. At what point will Biden subject himself to the scrutiny American voters deserve when considering the next president of the United States?" The reasons for Biden's timidity are apparent. When unleashed without his trusty basement teleprompter, he struggles to complete thoughts, even when aided by notes, as during his recent Philadelphia event. When set loose on uncontrolled media interviews, he is prone to meltdowns, such as his infamous "You Ain't Black" remark on Charlemagne the God's radio show. "We hope that the media joins us in calling on Joe Biden to end his self-imposed isolation and give Americans what they deserve. A thorough examination and vetting of a man who wants to be president," he concluded. The statement comes as Trump continues to face unprecedented scrutiny from the establishment media and progressive personalities for choosing to resume his ultra-popular MAGA rallies, which have been halted since early March due to the Chinese coronavirus. The Trump campaign and Oklahoma leaders have indicated that they are looking for another area to hold the event, given the overwhelming response. Nearly 1 million people have requested tickets. The Trump campaign has also received flak for requiring attendees to acknowledge a coronavirus disclaimer, assuming all risks associated with contracting the virus by attending the event. However, the campaign said it will institute temperature checks among attendees, as well as distribute masks and hand sanitizer. Biden, meanwhile, has largely stuck to virtual campaign events and live streams, many of which have been plagued by disaster after disaster, showing the former vice president staring awkwardly at the camera, a sideways Cyndi Lauper, and honking geese drowning out the candidate, as Breitbart News detailed.